I'm going to discuss this evening one specific aspect of Afikema. There are a fair number of Mamakamas here. One were to plummet the depths of Afikema, it would take a bit more time than we have allotted for ourselves. So we're just going to more or less present the basics in Afikema, and then we'll try to focus on the Tanai of the Avinezer for one who's not able to eat Afikoma before Chatzos. There's a Mishnah on page number one, upper right-hand corner. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoma. It's just translated in a very simple way. One cannot eat any food after the Korban Pesach.
Why is the question Maftirin instead of Ein Ochlin?
Correct. This is the discussion, as you can imagine. Rashi, Rashbam, on the spot. Upper left-hand corner. L'shom ha-niftar b'chaveron. Kloma, she-niftar min ha-seuda, eim esayin osa v'akikayin. The final food is denominated as afikoma. I'm not focused on that language, which Rabbi Farmer Shlita noted correctly. The Gemara has a discussion, my afikoma. It's a rather striking term, clearly not Native Hebrew language. Without getting into that background, which I could also discuss, since my father, Vashon, was very into linguistics. He was a polyglot. So he was concerned about this term. Literally, the term is composite of two words, afi, koman. But whatever the case is, what exactly is it? I'll just explain it in a very general kind of way. The word afi koman, we're all familiar with the word lafuke. Lafuke means lahotzik in language of Chazal. That's what the Rashbam here points out. According to Rav, you can't eat a portion of the Korban Pesach in one group and another portion of the Korban Pesach in another group. The Rashbam here, I'm just summarizing it for you. We're not going to read it inside. But according to the Rav, after eating the Korban Pesach with one group, so then you cannot go ahead, the Rashbam says, and go to another group and eat any food. And the rationale for this is that if the Chazal would permit a person to eat other food in another group, then you may mistakenly eat the Korban Pesach in another location in violation of the rule that the Pesach can only be eaten in one local, in one location. Rav was only concerned about eating the Korban Pesach in two locations. But Rav would permit a person to eat other foods in his original location even after the Korban Pesach was eaten. So we'll see this is the crux of the disagreement between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel maintains that one cannot eat any food after the Korban Pesach, even in the original location. So what is the definition of Afikoma? The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Kigol, or Dilaya Li, Begozai La'aba. Definition of Afikoma, mushrooms, or birds, these are primarily used for dessert. And the Rashbam explains, according to Shmuel, the second opinion, Afikoma means to bring out different types of dessert. So Shmuel maintains not only is one not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach with the second group, you can't eat any food after the Korban Pesach, even in your own group, and nor you should not lose the taste of the Korban Pesach. The taste has to be retained. Even when a person is sated, you have to make sure she'ishora tam Pesach b'tir. So I'm not so concerned about this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which in itself needs careful examination, but what I want to examine is, the Gemara goes on to say, a few moments later, line number five, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Ein Maftir Achar Matzah Afikoma. The same halacha applies apparently today. We don't have a Korban Pesach, we have matzah. So the same din applies apparently, eating any food after the matzah of Afikoma would not be permissible. Question is, what's the nature of the matzah of Afikoma? What purpose does Afikoma serve? So here again, you'll have to trust me. Normally I would read the Rashbam inside carefully, but you'll have to take my word for it. The Rashbam says over here, maybe we'll read a little bit of it. The Rashbam is down in the wide lines. About 11 or 12 lines for the wide lines down. In Matir HaMatz Afikoma, it's blacked out so you can actually see it. Shetzorech lechol matzah Bigmar Sivudasa, when I see matzah at the end of the meal, Zeicha the matzah hanecheles ma'pesach b'kricha. And this, in effect, commemorates the matzah that was eaten together with the Karban Pesach. V'zui matzah b'tzua shal ochlin b'achron l'shem chobah. It's a very critical statement. That's the matzah that we eat, the final piece of matzah, l'shem chobah. That constitutes the primary mitzvah of eating matzah. So now the question is, what about the bracha? The bracha is made much earlier. So the Rashbam, by the way, compares this to the issue of karpas. The al-kochein onim avorchim al-achilas matzah barishona. The bracha al-achilas matzah is going to be made, said the Rashbam, much earlier. And the Rashbam explains, avol bishen l'shem chova. Even though that's not the matzah with which I'm yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. The daraisa of matzah be'er tochel matzah, says the Rashbam, is at the end. But obviously I'm eating matzah earlier, when I made the bracha of al-achilas matzah. So the Rashbam goes on to say, a similar situation regarding morar. Let's say a person only has one kind of vegetable. So you can use that vegetable more than once. So what do? Do you wait till tomorrow to make the bracha? Or no, you make the bracha earlier. That's what the Gemara said. If I already ate that vegetable, how can I then subsequently make a bracha on it? So what do? Is you make a bracha on both items at the very beginning, and then you eat matzah at the end. So that's the din. That after that matzah, you can't eat anything after that matzah, which is eaten at the end. Now, essentially, the Rashbam contends that the ikar mitzvah of matzah occurs at the end. At the end of the Seuda. And what's striking about this is that even though we make a bracha at the commencement of the meal, we get to that point where we say motzi matzah, and we eat matzah at that point in time, but the matzah, the shem chova, is the matzah of achikayman at the end of the meal. And the matzah eaten at the commencement of the meal is not the shem chova. That's the position of the Rashbam.
Can you suggest that the we say for Kriya Dhamma at the beginning, you know, and Mrs. Mar later. And
no, we're at the case is
and say wait for Berachas on Rafa Matzah till the Chova yet.
Okay, because the issue with the Karpas that the Rashbam refers to, that Karpas, of course, is eaten for what reason? La'orer satinokos. Umar says to arouse the interest of the children to say there. So, of course, it's preferable to utilize different vegetables, one for karpas and one for mora. But what the Rashbam is referring to, I only have one vegetable. So now I want to use it twice. So now the question, what do I do?
If I have two vegetables, I'm still going to only one bracha.
That's correct. But the problem is that you have to make, once you make a bracha, there's no need to make another bracha. So when am I making this bracha? I'm eating the vegetable for karpas, and then I'm eating the vegetable for mora. But the Gemara says, the Gemara points this out, actually, it put as well, I believe. The Gemara says that those who maintain the mitzvahs don't require kavana, you don't have to ask for intent in order to perform a mitzvah. The bracha of al-chilas mora has to be decided on the kavanah. But basically, you're fulfilling the obligation of mora at that time, especially if mitzvahs came to this kavanah. Similarly, even those who maintain the mitzvahs kavanah, as Al is referring to, they would agree with this psak. The Gemara says that even though the mitzvah of mora is not satisfied with karpas. I'm not the kind of mitzvah mora with karpas because I don't have kavana to discharge the mitzvah mora at that point in time. However, it is realized only with eating of the mora. Nonetheless, the bracha says the Rashbam should be recited in conjunction with the karpas because it's not appropriate to recite a bracha on the vegetable used for mora. That's what they're both saying. If you already previously consumed that same vegetable with karpas, that's what the mora calls when the Rashbam writes here, la'acha shemila kreso emenu. After you filled yourself with that item, the vegetable for karpas, how can you recite the bracha afterwards? So again, the Rashbam claims that the mitzvah matzah today is analogous to that situation. In the same manner that you don't discharge the mitzvah mora till the later consumption, nonetheless, the bracha is recited on the initial consumption, the karpas, so too by matzah, the bracha should be recited on the first consumption of matzah, the commencement of the meal, even though the primary kiyum mitzvah matzah, said the Rashbam, is not fully obtained till after the matzah of Avikoman is eaten.
And we're talking about the bracha of Achilas matzah.
That is correct. So obviously, the Rashban is saying something which is probably, from the perspective of most of us, seems to be a rather massive chiddush. We would generally tend to assume that the mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled the moment the person makes the bracha of Achilas matzah, and that is the position of many other Rishonim. The Rosh and many other Rishonim write very clearly against the position of the Rashban. The Rosh is found on page number 5. I'm just going to maybe just read a small section, if you don't mind. The section in the Rosh, I underlined a lot. But if you look at the last 3 lines of the underlined part of the Rosh, Hilkach Nirali, you see that what I'm reading? Everyone have that? I'm on page number 5. And on the last 3 underlined lines of the Rosh, Hilkach Nirali, the Osa Matzah is talking about the Matzah of Avikoman, Ein Ola Shem Chova. That is not the Ikachi of a Matzah. Why is it eaten? To commemorate the coming Pesach. It's not a Migdash. That was eaten as the final food of the meal. And therefore, the Rosh goes on to say, well, the fish is Zechel the Pesach. So what do? We give it the status of the coming Pesach, and no food is eaten ever after it. So the Rosh maintains that the complete mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled when? At the beginning. When I make the bracha al achilas matzah, the matzah that's eaten at that point in time satisfies the complete mitzvah of eating matzah. What about the matzah that I eat at the end of the meal, the afikoman? That's a zecher the Pesach. That commemorates the coming Pesach. So the afikoman, according to the Rosh, is a mitzvah Pesach and not a mitzvah of matzah. Fundamental machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rosh, and many other Rishonim have what to say about it. And the Rosh has a basis for his position, which I'm not going into, even though it's everything's Xerox over here. And this sugya properly would we'd be here till Amud HaShachar in Shuk Sofer. But I don't plan on doing that. So fear not. Don't go into panic. So this machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashbam, is very, as I said, incredibly fundamental. And now I'll just mention a second machlokes, and then we're going to discuss Mitzvah Hashem. We'll attempt to see what to do regarding a famous Avdi Nezer. That was the intent of this entire shiur. Even though the person who asked me is not able to be here tonight, he really apologized profusely. Something came up, but he's a wonderful fellow who comes here. Our South African, we have actually one on the screen and one over here, Baruch Hashem, and your fellow South African. So he told me this morning he won't be able to be here this evening. So I told him he'll be on the Zoom, Mr. Hashem, he can hopefully able to watch it. So there's a second machlokes, which you're also familiar with. Page number 2, this is also a very well-known machlokes and a very important machlokes. And this is going to be relevant to our entire discussion. And that is, till when is there a outer limit in terms of eating the mitzvah halayla? Namely, do you have the entire night? You know that the Tanoim was sitting, sounds like I have the entire night. What about the mitzvah sachila? Do I have the entire night? So here, I take a look at page 2. Well-known machlokes between Rabbi Elazar Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. I'll just read a few lines of the Gemara. Man Tana, Omer Rav Yosef, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, he did Tanya. The mitzvah to eat and cover Pesach on the Asiyah. Now, those of Azariah, Omer, Nema, Kan, Balaylo, Azeh. V'nema, Lahalom, V'yavati, V'yavati, Mitzrayim, Balaylo, Azeh. That's when HaKadosh Baruch, of course, passed through Mitzrayim with the Makas Bechoros. Ma, Lahalom, Ad Chatzais, Ad Kama Chatzais. So, those of Azariah says, there's a ceiling. The ceiling being, of course, Chatzais. You have to carry out these mitzvahs before Chatzais. Based on this, Zero Shabbat.
Well, we assume that the Rebbe finished the job by Chatzos.
Yes, let's right now. That this also needs attention. Your aura is an excellent aura, very important aura. The pasuk says, "We are vayti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'alayla hazeh." Doesn't seem to indicate necessarily Chatzos, but there's the Zero Shabbat. This honestly requires separate examination, which I just simply can't do right now. I apologize to you, perhaps on another occasion. Linda there. The Rashbam talks about this, we shouldn't discuss it, but this is the first position. Somehow they were in a hurry. Go back, they have to leave. When is the Shasti Pazon? It says the Rashbam in the morning. Namar Ashacha. It says, Lo Sei So Ishmi Pasa Beso Ad Boker. So the Gemara goes on to say, In came Matamalom Balayla. Yochel Yenechel Kukashi Bayom, Tamalom Balayla. So Rav Akiva is assuming that we have essentially the entire night in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. So there are two very famous machloksim that we are dealing with. One is the machloksim you see the Rashbam and the Rosh. Let's just use those two Rishonim. Namely, what is the nature of Avikoman? Is the zecher to the Iker mitzvah matzah, which the Rashbam claims is at the end, even though I ate matzah earlier and made the bracha l'achilas matzah? Or is it like the Rosh, that the Avikoman basically is Zechel the Pesach? Has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. And the mitzvah of matzah, the Kuyim earlier, that's one machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rosh.
Pesach,
correct. And the second machlokes, which is equally critical, is there a deadline? Is there a ceiling to the mitzvah Sachila Balayla? Do we have the entire night, or do we have only Til Chatzos? So these are two fundamental machlokes. Now let me just perhaps mention first, regarding the first machlokes that we discussed with the Rashbam and the Rosh, whether the mitzvah of Avikoman is Zecher to Pesach, that's the Rosh, or the Rashbam, the mitzvah of Avikoman is Zecher to the Iker Kim HaMitzvah of eating matzah. You know we ate matzah earlier, but Bo'er Tochlu Matzos is Mekuyim according to the Rashbam, with the matzah that's eaten at the end. And the reason why we make a bracha earlier because of the Gemara, I'm already eating matzah earlier. That's not the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah, but I have to make a bracha. And therefore, I make a bracha. But clearly, the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah, according to the Rashbam, is found dafka at the end of the Seder. There are many nafkaminas who see these first two shittas. I'll just give you a few that discuss the great length. Number one, can I talk between Al-Achilas Matzah and Al-Achilas Avikoman? Now, that's quite a challenge, a gargantuan challenge. According to the position of the Rashbam, if the broch has to be chal on the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah Matzah, which is at the end of the meal, and some people have rather lengthy haggadahs.
What did Mishnah do?
One moment. So I'm happy you asked that question. So those that are incredibly machmir, it's actually a shlokalish, if I'm not mistaken. The shlokalish paskin zalocha. The Mishnah Berurah cites the shlokalish that roi shelo ledaber bein tchilas ha'arucha ad achilas ha'arucha. That's correct. That's beautifully put. I don't think roi of Klal Yisrael is doing like that.
You're saying things that are not pertaining to
the yes. Okay. So that's you, Baruch Hashem. You saved us.
Are you qualifying? Did you say?
No, no. Bit pashtus. I mean, this issue, by the way, comes up also with the famous riff and round with Rebbe Sitzkiah Shofar, you're making a bracha. So they usually that they announce. They announce no one should talk till the last call is sounded at the end of davening, and no one talks. And yet here it seems that I don't believe that's the case.
Couldn't
that's exactly what I mentioned suggested a second ago. And again, this whole issue requires a lot of careful examination. What's called minyana, what's called tzorech. This is a literally, a world issue, a belt issue in terms of many areas of halacha that needs attention. I think I mentioned to you, I'm makbid to say yeshikah to the kohanim. So I usually run into them, and that creates a problem. There's a din of shulchan aruch that you're not going to be masiv. Shin kubetzes, it's called shulchan aruch. You can't be masiv and see shulchan aruch in tachnu. So this question was asked of me many years ago by a very prominent Rosh Hashiva. He saw me doing it, and he showed right away, brings over the din of shulchan aruch and the shin kubetzes. And then I had to go and find five svarim to prove to him that's a tzerech. To say Ashikar to the Kodim is a tzerech hatfila that warrants that be masik between the Shmonesri and Tachanun. And he wouldn't accept just what I usually quote from the Sefer Mayim HaBukim, which is right over here. he wanted to see Hakol Masabi al Hashem al Hiskil, the Pasuk de Rayom. So I had to really bring him proofs. So that took me a little while, but I found sufficient svarim at the time. So this issue of the tzerech, both of you are suggesting, is very significant. Okay, second issue. By the way, there are one or two briskets that don't talk the entire time. So, you know, the joke, of course, is how do you shut down a brisket? The answer is you bring them to a seder, and then you have a... Of course, that's assuming the whole like the position of the Rashba, that the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvah Matzah says at the end of the meal. The second half kibbutz would be, this is quoted by the Poskim, and Rishabu also weighs in on this. The Maril says you have to eat B'leil HaSeder Matzah D'Shira Tzuki Zeisin. It's not enough. Generally, in Achila Pusim Gizayis. That's the cloud and cloud of Kula. Whenever there's a mitzvah Achila, Gizayis is sufficient. But what happens at Pesach night? So some want to say, why do we eat two Gizayisim? We should have a mitzvah. But I want to read to you a Bach. You don't have a funny. The Bach says, V'nira atam, we should do royal lahachmi and lechal ha-bikomi shnei Zayisim al-pi pirish ha-rashba. Namely, echad zecher le-matzah, that one ate in the beginning. One is matzah and achelas in Pesach. We blow kibosh yikasa of a maril mishum chibah ha-mitzah. The time of ha-elo enem ha-misod. A real litvak. So he doesn't like the Kabbalistic elements that the maril suggested. There's a coin to the Svar of the Rosh that avikayim in zecher la-achilo bizman shibis ha-midisho yikayim zecher le-pesach. So then, maybe one might argue that maybe it's Zechel Pesach itself, maybe it's Zechel Matzah Nechelsim HaPesach, so he took his ace to the Yotzei, the Chayvah B'chol Eifen. But this is also, again, why can't I eat one piece of ice and have Kavanah for both Tamin? Why can't I do that? That's also certainly very likely. But still, Allah will be passing the Chatzilah, she took his ace, and if it's difficult, you can eat one piece of ice, and that's sufficient. Okay, but that's the second issue. The third issue is, must I eat a Kizayis in the Avikayimah? If you assume that it's a mitzvah seder ha'isa, the way the Rashbam assumes, that is the mitzvah matzah, so then the idea is shir, because I'm matzah. And even if the kohen is zechel to come in Pesach, or to the matzah eaten with it, here, maybe one could argue, achila of the least kizayis, zechel to come in Pesach. I saw that the chinuch, he writes that you can be also the chinuch of Abikoman, even less than kizayis and matzah, again, because the understanding of the chinuch based on the text that we did learn, that the idea of the achila is only to retain the tam of matzah, the fifth shel ha'adam. Okay, whatever the case is, that's one issue that we discussed. But now we discuss a second issue, which here on page two. Till when can one eat the avikom? This machlokes of Akiva, Elazar ben Azariah, related to the zman hakrov of the coming Pesach. Again, Elazar ben Azariah says you can be makir the Pesach till chatzos. That's the zman of chipozon, because the Mitzrayim were pressuring Klal Yisrael to leave. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to allow Sashachar. Because it goes after the Zman Chipozon of Israel, not the Chipozon of the Egyptians. So this machlokes is very fundamental. And the Gemara later on, in Kufcha, the Gemara points out, so yeah, today, according to Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat the matzah of the Kobe after Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat it to allow Sashachar. So the Poskim have a whole field day. How do we pass in this machlokes? Mitzad Yechad, you pass like a Stam Mishnah, with support of Elazar ben Azariah. Mitzat Sheni, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Chaver. That's a klal kashas. We always pass on Rabbi Akiva when he argues with his Chaver. So the Ramban, the Balamor pass on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hanan pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Shulchan paskins the following, and I have it here, but I'm not going to trouble you right now. Yehi Zoyer La'Echloi Kedim Chatzos. Once you be careful to eat, you become before Chatzos. So Pashtus, that means La'Achmir. They want you to be Machmir. Now, perhaps one could say he passes like the Rosh, that maybe La'achik is Adam and Avera, or maybe he's only talking about a Zahirus Lechatchila, that one has to be Zohir, one has to be very careful. But it would seem that there are a number of reasons to be Mekel, maybe we pass on Rabbi Akiva, and even the Allah is like, well, Ben Azariah, maybe he's talking about the Achila, the Korban, as opposed to Matzah. So, as I said, it's not so clear. However, everyone of us are quite familiar that if we're going to insist on eating the avikim b'chatzos, sometimes that can create a lot of lachatz in a person's life, especially people who are very lengthy regarding the agoda, or people who perhaps want to have a meal, at least in some form or fashion, in the course of the Leil HaSeder. And so now the question is, what do you do? So the Avinezer, and one of the most famous truths, and this is found over here, this is what I came to discuss tonight, this Chiddush of the Avinezer, which is found here on page number 6, in the lower bottom of the page, Chumli Abinezer, and Chimpei Aleph, where he suggests the following. A person sees Chatzos Laila is approaching. Let him take a piece of matzah and make the following tonight. Following condition. If we pass the Gavaz with Azaria, this matzah should be apikoma. And according to Shita, after Chatzos Laila, this man apikoma already passed. And one can eat, another macholim. If we pass in La Akiva, this matzah should not be the matzah of Abikoma. So therefore you can continue. And therefore you can go ahead and eat matzah and wait a little bit till Chatzos Laila pass, continue the meal, and then eat subsequently another Abikoma. So this whole Tanai of the Abinezer creates much problematic. Many, many problems.
People use this Tanai?
Yes. So that's a very good question as well. I imagine most would do it if they were very makbid on what it said in Shemalah to be Zoyer. I'll tell you a number of stories if I have time a little bit after, if there's time. There are many, many difficulties with this Abinezer. Asked the following question. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Azari here holds that you're not allowed to eat other macholim, even after chatzos, despite the fact that this man is no longer royal achilas avikomen. The tam avikomen has to remain in your mouth till the morning. So the Amenezer here really relates to this issue. The Gemara says in Pesachim and Kuf Chav that according to Bozman Azaria, why do we eat the avikomen? Zechel and Makas Bechoros. That happened at chatzos laila. You know, the Gemara brachas, bachatzos, kachatzos. That happened at chatzos laila. So the Amenezer was bothered. Why, according to Rabbi Elazar Azariah, can you eat Yavikom even before Chatzos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's basically what you alluded to earlier. Ova b'Mitzrayim b'Chatzos Mamish. Literally at Chatzos, that's when he went and traversed Mitzrayim. So the Chay Atid Yavikom, b'diyuk b'otos man, exactly at that point in time. So he answers that there's no need to eat Yavikom b'Chatzos, but rather, says the Avinezer b'Chatzos, it should be tam b'fiv. The tam should be in your mouth at that point in time. And that's what we mentioned in Makas Bechoros. So according to that, there's really no kasha of the Ligus Meshe. According to Rosh Azariah, the Ikar Mitzvah is that at the exact moment of Chatzos Laila, there should be a tam of Matzah Beficha. And then there's no Issa can continue to eat after Chatzos because you already had that tam. You already fulfilled the Mitzvah. But there are many other difficulties. And here's where I would like to begin to discuss some of these difficulties and just raise the issues with you. These are very, very probably well-known and famous issues. And probably the most famous issue is the question of, are you allowed to make tznoyim when it comes to mitzvahs? What in heaven's name is the nature of this Abinezer? And I'm going to give you a number of examples in halacha where you see this phenomenon. Let's start with something that's coming about.
Sounds a little like Brera. You know,
it's by the way, excellent analogy. Yes. I like that analogy.
We also have by the Beit Zadah. Today's
Yom Tov.
From Erev.
Very good. But I'll give you an example where this is mentioned. A number of examples in Halacha very clearly. It's a din that we spoke about it on Friday night. Otherwise, you missed the volcanic eruptions that occurred on Friday night. That's what they told me. They were saying, oh, I'm just telling you. That, you are, what's that? Exactly. Better. When Mount Vesuvius erupted. Anyway, so let's see a person, Davis Meyer earlier. So, and the Shashis, he won't count. So, yeah, so that's one of the many reasons why one should not daven early. The so-called early summer minyanim, I have 29 reasons why I shouldn't do it. The Yashin, I heard from him 10 reasons, but there are many others. Anyway, so let's say a person davens Maariv early, and there's a shash, you won't count, you know, so I'm going to have a lila. So you can't count with a bracha. So now I count without a bracha. So now, subsequently, once I counted, can I continue to count with a bracha at nighttime? The answer is no. L'chora. I already was with Kai in the mitzvah. So the Abu Dhrom, he suggests that let him count Sviya Soma without a bracha and make it tonight. If I remember later on, so then I'll count again and my Sviya would not be counted, would not be reckoned with. I can count with a bracha. Avraham is a kasha, this Avraham, he doesn't like it. Because he says that only according to the man Yom, then this is Shem's Kavono, can you work with that, as you mentioned earlier? Can you work with that assumption? In mitzvah, Shem's Kavono, how is the Tanai going to help a person, even though you're not mechamed to Yotze the obligation, you already have Yotze the mitzvah. And the Torah actually, as well, discusses this, and there's a Taz on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, you don't do mitzvahs besofet. So therefore, he writes over there the Taz that the person in the initial sphira had in mind not to be able to say all the chiyuv, and therefore let him count the second time. But still, they are rishonim who accepted the avodah, and there's a concept of being master for kiyuv mitzvah. You make it tonight when it comes to kiyuv mitzvah. I'll give you another example. Perhaps this is a better example even. On minute we go into kiyashem and Rosh Hashanah. So we blow tashrat, and then we blow tashat because of the subject, what's called the tshuva. Now lichora. We could have blown Tashrat, which means we would have blown the Shvarim and the Tkiyah, and make a tonight that the Tkiyah in the middle should be either the Shvarim Truah or the Shvarim. So, can one make such a tonight? So, again, the Achronim point out, this I saw actually in the Mizrahi, of the Yom Mizrahi, he says that it's not possible because he says that his Lashon is, Ken Shemitzah Sichas Kavanah. The Tzorach Niskavin, all the Tkiyah Shal Shvarim Truah, all the Tkiyah Shal Shvarim. You have to have in mind either one or the other. Even though the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to agree with him, he holds you can make a Tanai. I'm just giving you another example, trying to find examples that are relevant. The Ramon, Sidon Ben Bov, Paskins, that when you say in the morning, I think many people, those who say, not just Karbonos, but the Bob before Karbonos, many people say the Bob before Karbonos. The Olam Yadam Shemayim, and then you have Kriya Shema that's found over there. So once you say Baruch Shem, Baruch Huso, in that context of the Kriya Shema, which is found in the context of Karbanos. Why? Because if, let's say, Chas V'Sholom, the Shul davens late, and you don't make Zman Kriya Shema on time, so then you are Yotze by what you said in the morning. So, what was that? Okay, that is correct. But it depends on how many Pasha that I said. Shabbazari has 4 days. Regarding this, I'm married to Shakasari with every one of my grandchildren. I write a chetel in Shakasari, so I've gone through a fair number of them. I don't do the same one again, that's because of myself. I want to be able to be my via. So, one of his Shakasari is he has a long arichos, 4 sheets and Rishonim Mikvotz. Rashi and Brochus that base, you read Kriya Shema, Pashi Rishena, Yayetse. The second day, of course, holds that you need. 2 pashas, and the 3rd day, the Rambam Shiti, the 3, and the Ramban says one pasuk is sufficient. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, based on Gemara, the second bag of Rambam, Rebbe was saying the Shir, and the time came for Kriya Shema, he quickly, they told him, he covered up his eyes, said Shema Yisrael, and that's it, he went on to the Shir, continued. So you see that one pasuk is apparently a Daraisa, that's what Shagazai, he missed all the different Shitas. So again, this the idea is here again, is that one says Kriya Shema earlier, in case you will not make Zman Kriya Shema, in Chutzlars, this is a massive problem. Many people say Kriya Shema earlier. I once was in a shul for Nofruf. Okay, it was a Chabad shul, so maybe I should have known. They davened Shabbos on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I came there at 8:30, 8:15, I figured, but surely by then they'll start davening. I waited there till I had to go ahead and daven Shacharis Bichidus. But I didn't know. And even at 10 o'clock, they began to dribble it. So, this issue, Kiveger, the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually explained you should use it tonight. So, in the first Kriya, make it tonight. When I say that Kriya Shema in the context of Karbonos, make it tonight. If I don't get to the Kriya Shema Bisman, somehow, unfortunately, I miss it. So now the Kriya Shema that I'm saying now will consider to be Kriya Shema. But if I do get there on time, so then only the later Kriya Shema with the brachas should be considered to be a Kriya Shema. So, as I said, this is a very fascinating issue. And there are many other examples that I've been looking at this matter for a fair number of years. And I keep finding more examples. I'll give you maybe one or two more that come to mind. There's a in the Shel Shachuva, Shel Meshiv, so he discusses a person who hears Abdullah in the shul. There's a minhag, certainly in Chutz Laaretz, they say Kiddush on Friday night in the shul, here the Mechabit said, we don't do it at Yisrael. And they also say Abdullah and Shul. I think that seems to be the practice. And now, so I make Abdullah and Shul. And now I don't know. I heard Abdullah. I don't know if the people in my household made Abdullah or not. So therefore, Shul makes it suggest that let a person make it tonight. If the people in my household made Abdullah, so I'm a chavim to be also the chavim of Abdullah, the best I can ask you. They make Abdullah. So I wasn't yet saying, I'll be Mabdil. Bye-bye. So that's the Shul relationship has a fascinating tshuva about this. And I saw that so that's why this seems to be a little bit difficult to understand what exactly why he needs this tonight. The general halacha is that we are an RA for all Klavisa. You can make Kiddush multiple times. As many times as necessary, you don't see anyone who doesn't have the wherewithal to say Kiddush. And you can say it many, many times. The same thing applies to Abdullah as well. I mean, there's a, again, as I said, there, at one time there was, when they first started making tzitzis, and they made it with machines. So there was the same issue with the matzah, is it lishma? The same issue with the machine for the tzviya. You have tzviya lishma, tet, blah, blah, yud, hey. When it comes to tzitzis that are made with machinery, the kubiya tzitzis. So again, if you hold that's a problem, you can make it tonight, that it's a kubiya not kosher. So then what you'll do is you'll give the beged to your chavib matana, and then you'll borrow it back from him, and beged shol for the mitzvahs. What many people do when they go to the Kotel Maravi, I'm not sure why, Rabbi Levinson, Shlita, does not understand for the life of it. How people, he writes, using the Lashon of Rabbi Rudberg, this is quoted by the Rosh, you can't afford one shirt. You can't afford one shirt. When you go to the Kotel of Korea, say also that to do all this kind of potentum, so it becomes a beggar shol again, making tzadim. Again, this is also mentioned by the Gdolei Achronim. And the Rasalvechi was very fond of Rabbi Brad, only you can appreciate this probably. The Einig Yomtev, he loved that sefer. I'm not sure exactly what was the connection. He quoted it many, many times. He really quoted Achronim. Yeah. But the Einig Yomtev, I bought the Einig Yomtev, the fat, fat Einig Yomtev I had in my house. And I haven't from then. I don't think I've looked at it in many decades. But he quoted the Einig Yomtev, who basically says you can't make it tonight when it comes to Kiyum HaMitzvahs. There's no such thing. And he actually brings various some sugars that are a little bit complicated. I'm not going to go through all the sugars, although you are all Tamnei Chacham Baruch Hashem. I mean, the Kol Dam Hashem V'Shlichus Yana B'Tzayim, among sugars said elsewhere, Milsa, Yisa V'Shlichus Yisa B'Tzayim, Milsa Blessed V'Shlichus Blessed B'Tzayim, the Gemara says a number of times. So it means if you can't do a mitzvah b'shlichus. Let's say Yisrias HaOmer. I have to count it myself. Each person has the obligation to count Yisrias HaOmer. Each person has to wear tzitzis. Each person has to make Abdullah. All the examples that I gave a few moments ago. So you can't make a tonight. But the question is, what's the nature of this tonight? Basically, Tzumis, yes, it's Kasha. The Fayyadal. What's the Kesha between a tonight and shlichus? So the Anig Yomtev, that's where our salvation quoted this Anig Yomtev. And the Yom Tov actually has the following thesis. He says over there that you can't do a specific, if it's not possible to do a specific pe'ula through a shliach, so that shows you that this pe'ula is connected to the Bible. That this person has to do it himself, and you can't do it through a shliach. And therefore, you can't make it tonight. He wants to make that kind of connection. Is that a svara in halacha, that is oisgahatul. Abu Gobel said it. Means the moment the person carries out the Maaseh HaMitzvah, he becomes so attached to it that there's no other way that the Maaseh can be chal. That's what more or less he said. It sounds like a philosophic kind of svara, as opposed to a lamdusha kind of svara. It's in every Yom Tov. So again, as I said, the question whether Tanai helps with Kiyum HaMitzvah is very, very relevant to this whole issue of the of what we're talking about. By the way, so yeah, I'll give you another example. There's a famous Texas read in the second paragraph of Kedushin. You know, mitzvah shev gufa is no shlichus. That's says famous says and Yeshiva Bell did the Dabei Yadua. This says and the Texas read and something which I'm obligated. My hand has to carry out this mitzvah. My body has to fulfill this mitzvah. Mitzvah shev gufa, there's no shlichus. It doesn't work. But mitzvah shev gufa. Shulchan Aruch says when you have to go ahead and create a chalais. So the Chalos Kedushin, Chalos Gerushin, to be done by the shliach. He does the ma'isa, but the chalais related to the mishareach, related to the megarish and the mekadesh. That's exactly what shliach is all about. That the shliach does a ma'isa, and the chalos, the consequence of that ma'isa, reverts back to the mishareach, the one who asked him to do the kedushin, the one who asked him to do the gershin. Question is, how do they? How those who hold the Abadrova, they say so hold that it's not helped by Kima Mitzvah. What are they do with this Gemara at the end of Yom quotes that called over Shayla Mashiach as if it's not? So basically, there's a Ramban about Basra that I'll let you quote it. I think it's a Kufa Bob. So the Ramban about Basra, this Ramban, he suggests that this Klal was only said in Mitzvahs Bein Ob Machaner, let's say Chalitza, but not Mitzvahs like Ob Mamoka, like a Chitza Abikurim. Abikurim, but Ob Mamoka. That cloud that we said, Kol Milsa, Isa B'Shrich, Isa B'Tznai, Lassa B'Shrich, Lassa B'Tznai, only applies to mitzvahs that have been Amba Chavera. So, again, if you cannot appoint a Shriach to do a mitzvah Amba Chavera, the key of a mitzvah is not under my aegis. And the key depends on somebody else. It means, can I go ahead and say, Yavamas, can I go ahead and appoint a Shriach to do Chalitza to the Yavam? Can that be done through Shrichas? So, of course not. The Kiyum HaMitzvah Chalitza, again, is a Bein Odom Lachavera. Okay, so this distinction also needs a lot of attention. Okay, I'm just simply using all these examples because of this, Avdi Nezer. And I'll just mention, by way of, since I'm almost have to end at a certain time, they say, this is what Asolesi said, that Piskarov, his uncle, was a Shaber, the side of the Avdi Nezer. He liked it very much. However, he said there's no need for the tzaddik levar. He said a person can go ahead and eat matzah right before chatzos and another matzah at the end of the meal without making any tzaddik. Because if the intention, as the Rav Eliezer writes over here, sheisher tam matzah b'fid b'chatzos, so you have a little bit of matzah before chatzos, according to Rosman Azaria, and you continue eating, you have the chatzos. All the other problems that we raise, however, will not be resolved according to the risk of. But the fact that a person who does not make a tanai is not any worse than a person who makes a tanai. However, there's one element here which is very critical in the hatza'ah of the Avdi Nezer. The Ramban writes that you should not drink after the kaisas. That's another discussion in the poskim. We've shown the quote, it's quoted by the poskim Halacha. You shouldn't eat to the kaisas. You're being mummy on two psochim, two carbon pesachs, and you don't have two psochims. So the Mishnah says it looks like you're eating two psochim because you're eating twice on the kaima. I mean, halacha the ma'isa that I think many of the Gdolei Achronim were not careful about eating on the kaima before chatzos. And I'll just mention two things here that are very fascinating. So if it's not possible, especially if it's going to cause agmas nefesh to whomever, let's say to the mistress of the household. There's a famous story with, I'm sure you are familiar with it. I assume it's with Rav Shradron, probably fits in. Maybe his mishpacha, that there was an almana, and here her son was saying, Divrei Torah, that he heard in yeshiva and what have you, and Chatzos was coming, and saw someone at the table, started trying to give out. So Rav Shradron said, the mitzvah of eating avikayim before chatzos, no, maybe it did the rabbanon. Kalmon of yosim basadon is a mitzvah da'isa. We have to have a sense of balance. Shikol Hadas over here. This is a classic. Shlomo Zalman Oibach Zatzal always talking about based on this kind of shikolim that he's to make all the time. But I'll just mention that the tzim that some say they were not makbid on eating avikayim before chatzos. They say that the Ritvaz was the Bar Plukta of Akuk regarding Shemitah, the Hetta Bechira. So he once came to Balozhin for the Yom Tov of Pesach. And he was in the house of the Beis HaLevi. This is a classic story. And the Beis HaLevi, you can imagine how Soleshi used to speak about the Tukim Atsumim of his great grandfather, he's named after him, regarding Inyoni Pesach. He was marked on every called Tzad Mishal. First, he was Machmir to Davin Mayer, Bismarck at the top. That's a kapala the Briskus had. By the way, Maltzai Shabbos, Asolesi used to wait, I think he waited 90 minutes. Laban saw Magic waited at least 110. He had the Cheshbonis at Shmei Shamayim. So now we're talking about Friday night. They wait till Davin, till Davin at time. They told me that here in this shul, that's what we do. Laban say Shabbos. Many people don't seem to appreciate davening here because Rav Linowitz Zatzal was very machmir in terms of times, and many people came to me to change this manim. I didn't think it's necessary. We should hold on to the Shabbos as long as we can. That's my understanding of things. Anyway, the Beis Halevi came home very late, and until they sat down to eat, of course, they had to fulfill the mitzvah. Kol amarbe. The Sabbath of Tiyas Mitzvah, and raise the Meshubah. Kol amarbe. That's the stress. Kol amarbe. And then they came to the matzah. His matzahs were charcoal, were burned to a crisp, charuchot legamri, without any ta'am whatsoever. Now, it is a famous Gemara. The Gemara said, the Bala Matzah Yotza. So the Alfi is unlike Mara, Bala Mara La Yotza. You have to have the taste of Mara, but Bala Matzah Yotza. Yet the Rambam says, the Chathila in Kitam Matzah. By him, Nishkeven Kitam Matzah, Nishkeven Kitam Bichlal. They were eating, literally, Matzot Charuchot, Chashuchot. They were completely burnt and what have you, because he was frightened maybe there might be some area where it was not baked properly and he had to be concerned about that. Okay, and of course everyone got matzah tomorrow. Okay, then everyone got matzah tomorrow. B'shiurim, hachi gdolim shechalim liyot. Very makpin on shiurim. And then when they realized there's no time for achilas hasuda, he gave out a massive piece of avikoyman. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, Golosa Alayla. And then at the end of the night, Ne'emacha Beit Halevi, Yalki Chachs, Chachzin, Mi Odeya, Im Kiyamnu Mitzvahs Mara Mara Kilochos. That was the Seder of the Beit Halevi. However, there was another Seder. And this, the Rivaz came to the Seder of the Nitzim, also Mishpacha. And at the Nitzim, somehow, quickly he got in, before by Tzitzim Kachom, they finished, they came home early, and the matzah that they had was te'ima. It was mamish matzah that was tasty. What? Right, very good. And in the Hasan of the Tzid, they were able to have shulchan erech, and they had a meal, and they were had tzibut yas mitzrayim, and they ate the apikon mismano. And what did the Tzid say at the end of the night? Wow, look how many mitzvahs we were zechet in mekayim, matzah, moror, magid. So the Rivaz said, by I was by two stars of two daily island, each one an under Seder and Ganshin, a completely different Seder. And so, there are different Drachim and Avedas Hashem. That's the Maskada that one should come to from this. Not everyone has to go Dafke in one Derach. Of course, Hashem, so we're talking about where still people are Kofuk, Ta'alochen, and you go with us, what have you, but these are two completely markedly different stars, including both of them have their basis in our Hashkofa. So basically said, similar to the Rivaz story in Yiddish, it took him an hour to describe the two stars of the Beis Halevi and the Seder of the Tzitz. And then after the Shia, someone came over to him. I didn't have the audacity, but we were about to do it. I wanted to. What was his Seder like? So I don't know what the answer is, but I know people who are at the star of Rav Soloveitchik and his brother, Sayyid Salim al-Racha, Beis Halevi all the way. So the risk is, they retain their...
You couldn't have asked them
like that. I wouldn't go that far, but there's such a yira, such a pachat. Everything is but pachat, pachat. And then Sayyid, who also is an Amishbacha, really had a different perspective. I would say that we should opt for the Seder of the Tziv, and Yitz Hashem, we all of us should be Seder, that halavai, halavai, l'shon abad Yerushalayim, and we should be Seder to have a chashim Seder.
Amen.